Board of Supervisors will convene. Supervisor Howe, would you lead us in flag salute?
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chaplain Bradley, get us off to a good start.
Father, truly we're grateful always to be present here in this place to conduct the business of the county. We're reminded even through the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag that we find ourselves under your submission. Father, for those who participate today, and we're grateful for citizens who have that opportunity, for the issues that are important to each one, we pray for good discussion, we pray for integrity, we pray for honesty on the part of everyone who is involved. And Father, we just give you thanks for those who serve in all the positions of our county. Our government moves forward, we are encouraged, and we have good lives because of faithfulness of people who serve you. In all of these things, we want to express our gratitude. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Alrighty. The board will be convening today as the Siskiyou County Flood Control and Water Conservation District and receives no additional compensation. And we'll do a roll call. Supervisor Howe?
Present.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Here.
Supervisor Chris?
Present.
Supervisor Ogren?
Present.
And Supervisor Kopsak?
Here. We're going to go to item four, presentations from the public. Before we go there, I just want everybody in the room and online to know that for the hearing that we have today at 1:30, there's been a request to reschedule that. The board will have to wait till 1:30 to make a decision on that. But if there's anyone here for that, they just need to be aware, or anybody online, that that has been requested. All right. So with that, public presentations from the public. This time slot is for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You will be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. The chair can extend the time to 5 minutes for appropriate circumstances. Written comments can be presented, if so desired, by providing a minimum of 7 copies to the clerk. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments. Please address the board as a whole through the chair. Comments should be limited to matters within the jurisdiction of the board. I have 2 public comments. If there's anyone online, I think you hit
star 9
to raise your hand if you have a public comment so that you can get ready for that. But I'm going to go in-house. And if there's anyone that wants to make a public comment but hasn't, there's the blue cards at the end of that table. Fill them out and get them up here to our CAO there, and we'll see what you have to say. So the first one is Stephen Lee Adams.
Can barely hear you.
I'm sorry, this isn't working, and I'll be better. Thank you. But you'll be heard. That one we know works.
Well, good morning.
Good morning,
everybody.
We need your name for the record.
Stephen Lee Adams from Tennant, California. And what I want to talk about today is very quickly is that the Tennant Community Service District is in arrears in terms of audits. 5 years behind the times. But that's a whole other issue, and hopefully you'll be appointing me as a district board member here in a little while. But I have a copy. I've contacted your auditor in the past, Ms. Olson, and informed her of a government code 26909, which basically states that if a district doesn't turn in their audit, the county auditor is required to make an audit and charge the district for it. So rather than getting into a lengthy situation here, I'll just give you the 7 copies to Ms. Winningham. And I'll tell you something about this gal. I've talked to her and had emails. I don't know how you do without her. She's a wizard. She is a wizard. And she's so responsive. I've never had somebody be this responsive in terms of government. And I must say I love her. She's great. Very good. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, audits are important.
Understood.
Very important.
Understood.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I had contact with her.
Okay.
And she went dark after my first email. Ms. Olson went dark. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Trish Barbieri.
Good morning, Trish Barbieri, Social Services. Social Services Division Director. Apologize for that. Social Services Division Director, a division within the Health and Human Services Agency. And today, I just wanted to bring to your attention the May is officially designated as CalFresh Awareness Month. CalFresh Awareness started in 2011, and it's actually the official month to increase public awareness of CalFresh. The California Department of Social Services, the county welfare departments, and community-based organizations are committed to bringing awareness to the program. We all know that living on a limited budget can sometimes mean juggling food, rent, utilities, and other expenses. The CalFresh program is designed to help families put food on the table during these tough times. CalFresh, formerly known as food stamps, is also known as SNAP, or the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program. It is a federal nutritional program that helps people with low income or no income purchase healthy food. The benefits are then issued on an EBT card or an electronic benefit card, and it can be used at most grocery stores, farmers markets, and even online. So the benefit usage was actually expanded to include online food purchasing during COVID. To receive benefits, households have to meet certain income and resource criteria, and then the amount of the benefits is determined by the income and the household family size. Ultimately, CalFresh helps to improve the health and the well-being of qualified households and individuals by providing improved access to healthy and nutritional foods. Families on household actually can purchase seeds, too, and grow their own gardens. And so the federal government has been very creative in allowing different ways for families to grow their own food or access food. I know the board of supervisors are always interested in stats, and so I wanted to share with you in March that we served 5,812 cases, or managed 5,812 cases, which equates to about 9,500 persons who are receiving CalFresh benefits in the county. The need for CalFresh in the county is great, as you can see. Our outreach efforts during the month will be to coordinate and collaborate with family resource centers, who are also application assisters through California Department of Social Services, and so they serve the CalFresh population as well too. Our local food banks, our community-based organizations, and also we're getting ready to launch a social media campaign to put the word out. There's a stigma with receiving food stamps, and so there's a segment of the population that are not on food stamps that should be. And so I ask the board today to please help us spread the word. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in-house for public comment? Seeing none. Anyone online?
Showing none online.
And seeing none online, I'm just giving it a minute because sometimes it takes a little bit. All right, so with that, we'll go to item 5, consent agenda. Is there anything that the board wishes to be pulled or staff wants pulled for any reason? Seeing none, then I'm looking for action on the consent agenda.
Move to approve.
Have a motion to approve.
Sorry.
All righty.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Huff.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsa.
Aye. I apologize to the public. We're going to have to clear the room. We're going to go into closed session for just a little while, probably about 15 or 20 minutes. It's kind of unexpected, but and then once we come out of closed session, we'll come back to the public session. So apologize for the inconvenience.
All right.